TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode at Traditional Chinese Medicine, TCM Podcast. Today we are going to talk about solfeggio healing frequencies. What an interesting topic it is. While the solfeggio scale originated in medieval Europe, using sound for physical healing is much older and can be traced back to ancient civilizations. In many cultures, music therapy and sound waves have been believed to have the power to heal the body and the mind. For example, in ancient India, Sanskrit chants are documented in the Vedas, ancient Hindu scriptures. In the Chinese medical tradition, sound therapy was used as a form of treatment for various ailments and was believed to stimulate healing in different body parts. Ancient societies have used the power of musical rhythm to hypnotize, heal, and induce states of higher consciousness for centuries. Pythagoras, one of the faculties he was described as is the father of music, he discovered musical intervals and taught that you could heal using sound and harmonious frequencies. Pythagoras was the first person to prescribe music as medicine. He stated that each celestial body, in fact each and every atom, produce a particular sound on account of its movement in rhythm or vibration. All these sounds and vibrations they form a universal harmony in which each element, while having its own function and character, contributes to the whole. Pythagoras was the first person to use the word cosmos and apply the above theory to the whole cosmos, where he said each planet, each sphere had its own note, referred to as music for the spheres. Flowing from this, he affirmed music is present everywhere and governs all temporal cycles, such as seasons, biological cycles, and all the rhythms of nature. Pythagoras put forward the theory that different musical modes have different effects on the person who can hear, and he thought that if utilized correctly, music can bring the faculties of the soul in harmony, compose and purify the mind, heal the physical body, thus restoring and maintaining perfect health. He was the first person to prescribe music as medicine, and modern science is also now confirming the healing powers of music and the benefit of sound therapy. Sound and vibration have been shown to significantly affect the human body, and this is the basic for using solfeggio frequencies. When specific frequencies are introduced to the body through sound, they are believed to resonate with different parts of the body and promote healing, relaxation and spiritual well-being. And how does it start? Actually, how it started? From the beginning of Catholicism, which is one fraction of the Christianity, up until the 20th century, Gregorian chant, a form of a cappella, was routine in churches across Europe. We are talking mostly about Western Europe. Cathedral architecture even involved specifically to amplify the otherworldly music, with cavernous ceilings and arching wells designed to reverberate and carry the acoustics to the farthest corners of the church. The feeling imparted by the music of the solemnity, mediative thought, and divinity transcended the bounds of language. The musical scale that is used today is out of sync with the old scale, and is such as thought not to be as useful when it comes to promoting feelings of wellness. Solfeggio frequencies, which the old scale used, were lost when the modern scale was introduced, but have recently re-emerged. Some historians stated that monks began using solfeggio frequencies merely as a means of helping people remember music. However, the fact remains that the old skill was based on a specific mathematical formula that dates back to Pythagoras, as I mentioned in the very first part of this conversation. It is thought that listening to solfeggio frequencies can help lift people to a higher realm of consciousness and encourage enlightenment. Listening to solfeggio frequencies might be beneficial because doing so has the power to alter your brain waves and so your state of mind. For example, if you wanted to change your behavior, you might use 417 Hz because it can facilitate changes. Alternatively, if you are suffering from grief, you might listen to 396 Hz, which can liberate you from guilt and fear. Solfeggio frequencies are based on the ancient solmization system used in medieval music, in which specific syllables were assigned to each note in a musical scale. As a matter of fact, this system was used to teach singers how to read and sing music, and it became known at one point as the solfeggio scale. So the solfeggio scale is a six-note scale developed by a Benedictine monk and music theorist Guido di Arezzo in the 8th century. This later evolved into the seven-note scale commonly used in Western music today. The syllables used to represent musical note in the solfeggio system were ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, with the seventh note, C, added later, to complete the seventh note scale. Di Arezzo made many improvements in music theory and reworked standard notation to be more user-friendly by adding time signatures. To this day, this innovation has affected every modern vocalist. Solfeggio in its original form can be found in Hymn to St. John the Baptist. It begins ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And this is where the solfeggio frequency story resonates from. D'Arezzo put a melody to the hymn, to the St. John, to Baptist, to teach his students how to sight-read a piece of music. Prior to this melody system, chants for monks were passed down by rote learning and may have taken up to 10 years to learn all they had to, with just small changes. We still use Guido's system of sight singing and musical notation today. It is said that the original musical scale, I mean the solfeggio frequencies, are found in this hymn, of which the first stanza reads in translation, so that your servants may, with loosened voices, resound the wonders of your deeds, clean the guilt from our stained lips, O St. John, or ut quent lexis resonare fibris, mira gestorum famuli tuorum, solve polluti labi rotum, sancte Johannes. So, how basically we rediscover of the solfeggio frequencies? Well, it started with Dr. Joseph Puleo, a neuropathic physician and one of the US leading herbalists who began to research the solfeggio frequencies in the mid-1970s. In his examination of the Bible, he found in chapter 7, verses 12-83, that there were a pattern of six repeating codes around a series of sacred numbers, 3, 6, and 9. When he deciphered these using the ancient Pythagorean method of reducing the verse numbers to their single digit integers, which is now known as modular 9 arithmetic, the codes revealed a series of six electromagnetic sound frequencies that corresponded to the syllables from the hymn the St. John the Baptized, which are basically ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Each is said to correspond to a color and hertz frequency with its own quality. Puleo deciphered them as follows. At ut, which stands to 396 Hz, which is believed to liberate guilt and fear, re, 417 Hz, undoing situations and facilitating change, mi, 528 Hz, transformation and miracles, basically related to DNA repair, and derives from the phrase mira gestorum, which in Latin it means miracle. It is exact frequency used by genetic biochemists to repair broken DNA, which means genetic blueprint upon which life is based. Fa, which is 639 Hz, related to connection, relationships. Soul, 741 Hz, awakening intuition. And La, 852 Hz, returning to spiritual order. Many people basically research about solfeggio frequencies, and among them definitely the one of the most prominent in the world ever is Nikola Tesla, who is Croatian-born Serbian US genius and father of electromagnetic engineering. If you only knew the magnificence of the 3, 6 and 9, then you would hold a key to the universe, he said. Dr. Pullo noticed that certain passages contain a series of 6 repeating codes, an ancient 6-tone scale, which he believed corresponds to the 6 notes of the solfeggio scale. He also found that these codes were linked to a set of ancient frequencies that had been used for healing purposes in biblical times. How do we use solfeggio frequencies in sound therapy? As a matter of fact, solfeggio frequencies are often used in sound therapy as they are believed to have powerful healing properties. Each tone is said to have a specific effect on the physical body and can be used to treat a wide range of ailments. For example, 598 Hz is said to promote healing and DNA repair, while 639 Hz is believed to stimulate communication and improve relationships. The exact frequency can be played through instruments such as tuning forks or singing bowls, or listened to through recordings. Solfeggio frequencies have been used in music therapy and sound healing because they are believed to have positive effects on the human body, including reducing stress and anxiety, decreasing blood pressure, improving focus and promoting overall health. The human body comprises actually various systems and is made of such a system which operates at different frequencies, such as the heart, lungs and brain. These systems all have their unique frequencies, and when they are in a state of balance, the body is said to be in a state of health. While the scientific research on the specific effects of solfeggio frequencies is limited, the use of sound and vibration for healing and relaxation has been well studied. And let's talk about the rule of 3, 6, 9. The number 3 has played a significant role throughout history in ancient civilizations and practically in all cultures, religions, spirituality and even science. It signifies unity, perfection, creation and even the cosmos. What is known as the rule of 3 is a principle which emphasizes the power of the number and its effectiveness. Based on the Latin principle, omne trium perfectum, everything that comes in threes is perfect and complete in translation. The number 6, in relation to 3, is its double and twice as powerful. The number 9 is the climax, the jewel of the threes, 3 times 3, the mathematical fingerprint of God. If the 3, 6, 9 are directly related to the pattern and form of the creation, both physically and energetically, then by logic each represents a specific stage in creation on the way to completion. The same 3 pattern also repeats on ancient healing frequencies, the sounds of creation, the solfeggio frequencies. Here are the 9 ancient solfeggio healing frequencies within its own number of the hertz. So I'll just name them first: 174, 285, 396, 417, 528 hertz, 639, 741, 852 and 963 Hz. And actually when we look at the solfeggios in the Pythagorean skin method, which reduces numbers to their single-digit integers, which then lends support to the rule of three, for example, I'll just use one example, 174 hertz, for example, will be 1 plus 7 plus 4, which is equals 12. So if we reduce from 12 minus 3, we will get a 9. Or, for example, the last hertz, which will be the sound, pardon me, which will be 852 hertz. It's made of three digits, 852, which will 8 plus 5 plus 2 equals 15. When we reduce 15 minus 6, we again get the number 9. So a different standard of musical tuning was utilized in ancient times versus those in general use today. The tones of the ancient solfeggio scale had been developed and given to the church for very spiritual purposes. It was during the medieval period when the solfeggio scale was used by the church in ancient Gregorian chants. But not long afterward, they were censored from use. More recent research reveals the original tones can assist all the channels of the body in staying open and keeping the life force, which Chinese call qi, literally flowing through the chakra system freely, what Indians believe in a chakra system. And when we are talking about development of the theory of solfeggio frequencies, I can name it as a science of solfeggio frequencies, I have to mention beginning of 1988 and biochemist Dr. Glenn Rains, who began looking into the effect of sound waves on the human body. So experimented, exposed DNA to four different styles of music: Sanskrit mantras, Gregorian chants, classical and rock. Dr. Rains measured the rate of UV light absorption, which basically is a critical function of healthy DNA. By doing this, he could assess the effect of each type of music on the DNA. So the Gregorian conclusion, Gregorian chants and Sanskrit mantras increase UV light absorption between 5 to 9%, promoting DNA repair in translation. Classical music increased UV absorption by small amounts, and rock music decreased UV light absorption, damaging the DNA. We're talking basically about the vibration of music and effect on DNA patterns in the cells. So, basically, his research proved the theory that sound frequencies do produce serious effects, for better or worse, on our health and well-being. And if there is a connection with the DNA patterns of these healing frequencies, how do they relate to the chakras, what the Indian believe in their existing? You know, just quick reminder, the chakras are the seven spinning wheels of energy in the body, ranging from the bottom of the spine to the crown of the head. The chakras are often thought of as the body's energy ecosystem, and when they are unbalanced, we can experience both mental and physical imbalances. A chakra meditation will help you release your chakras, but solfeggio frequencies can also be hugely beneficial for unblocking these energy pathways. For example, the 396 Hz solfeggio frequency can help balance the root chakra. This frequency can help ease feelings of guilt and fear, giving power to your goals and helping us to overcome the fear that often prevents us from going after what we want. 417 hertz, which means 417 hertz, solfeggio frequency, on the other hand, relates to the sacral chakra, and it can help us remove negative energy from the body and discourage damaging behavior patterns. It's useful for those struggling with trauma. 639 hertz relates to the heart chakra, helping to heal relationships. This frequency enhances communication, understanding, and tolerance to rebalance the heart chakra. 741 Hz is the seventh solfeggio frequency, relating to the throat chakra. Its function is to balance the body and mind, and it allow us to live in harmony with ourselves and others. It balances emotions, bringing a sense of peace and wholeness to our lives. 852 Hz is the eighth solfeggio frequency and relates to the third eye chakra. This frequency can help us look at our own behavior patterns with clarity and compassion, helping us make better choices in life. And the final frequency, 963 Hz, is related to the crown chakra. When the crown chakra is balanced, we feel deep connection to ourselves and everything around us. So this final frequency can be used to bring ideas down that may have existed in our subconscious mind, which helps to fuel creative projects. Albert Einstein once said, "Everything in our universe is vibration. The atoms in our bodies, the molecules and atoms in inanimate objects, thought and sounds, all things in our universe are in motion, vibrating. Even the planet itself vibrates and resonates as its own frequency. The human ear can only hear a limited range of vibrations per second. In sound science, the number of vibrations per second is known as frequency, which is measured in hertz. The human ear is capable of hearing sound that vibrates at a frequency from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, or 20 kilohertz. Dolphins and bats are capable of hearing sounds up to 100 kilohertz. So you can see how limited the human capacity for hearing sounds is. At the heart of solfeggio frequencies is the belief that the vibrational signature of certain sounds, ranging from 174 hertz to 963 hertz, can positively impact our mental, physical and spiritual health. I would like just to give you in detail solfeggio frequencies, characteristics, and how to can be used these very frequencies. I will start with 174 Hz, which is believed to relieve pain, tension and stress. And because this very frequency has the greatest impact on the physical body, it has the particular full healing capacities, as I mentioned, to relieve physical pain in the body, particularly in the back, legs and feet. It is associated with actually muscle relaxation and tensions related to headaches and, of course, reduction of stress. 285 Hz relates to restoration and healing of the tissues, and this basically can restore tissues, as I mentioned, and can enhance feelings of security and safety. Of course, it is related to enhancement of the immune system. 396 Hz, basically it is associated with the root chakra, and it is actually related to the eliminating fear-based thinking, because fear is one of the emotions that possesses a very low vibration, and low vibrations attract negative circumstances and outcomes. And it is important to develop strategies for raising the vibrational frequency. So, some believe that this frequency can transform grief into joy. And 417 Hz, basically, it corresponds to the sacral chakra. And by belief, the sacral chakra can get blocked by traumatic life events, leading to repressed emotions and inability to experience joy in life. Listening to this frequency can aid in unblocking this important energy center. And this very frequency can heal shame and anger-based thinking. And it can aid in restful sleep. 432 Hz is believed to be the heartbeat of the earth. Some people believe that It's the frequency that's most in alignment with our planet, known as the Schumann resonance, 8.73 Hz. When we connect with this stone, we actually connect to the energy and vibration of the universe. These are the benefits of working with this powerful healing frequency, such as heightened intuition and connection with the universe, and can help in the release emotional blockages of all kinds. Specifically, can reduce anxiety and has been proven to lower blood pressure. 528 Hz is known as the low frequency. It is sometimes referred as the miracle tone as well. It is one of the most widely celebrated of the Selfridge frequencies, and it is associated with the solar plexus chakra. For example, there are numerous examples of use of these very 528 Hz throughout history. For instance, John Lennon's Imagine was written in 528 Hz, and the effects are numerous. For example, it is believed that can increase creativity, improves concentration, repairs damaged DNA, and of course increase feelings of positivity and love. And the next one is 639 Hz, believed to be perfect for harmonious relationships. And by this very system, it is associated with the heart chakra, as such this is a powerful tone that has the ability to unblock the heart chakra, leading to more peace and positivity. The list of benefits are numerous, and it is believed to help facilitate connections between opposites, which means it could have the power to restore balance to broken relationships. It can promote clarity of thought and help you better express your emotions. It can heighten your levels of tolerance for dealing with challenging situations. The next healing sound, solfeggio healing sound, is 741 Hz, which is believed to eliminate toxins and negativity. And it is also known as tone soul. It is associated with the throat chakra, and it is a great frequency to work with if you want to dispel negativity and open yourself to pure expressions of your higher self. There are numerous benefits. Among them, it is believed that this very frequency can heal emotional blockages and allow you to express yourself authentically. It can dispel toxins and negativity, and it repels anger, jealousy, and lies. And it is believed, it's a very interesting theory, that can detox the body from pollutants and can help in awakening of intuition. So where we go is basically to the next healing frequency, 852, which is believed to awaken fully intuition, and which can facilitate basically this very healing frequency, a connection to our own inner guidance, and it is great for meditations. So the last one would be the solfeggio healing frequency, 963 Hz, which is believed to be the pure miracle tone. It is, this very tone is assigned to the crown chakra, and sometimes it is referred as the God frequency or the miracle tone, as I mentioned previously. It has numerous benefits, and it is believed that it can provide a connection to source, and it can power or to enhance intuition, and it is believed that it is, very tone is a gateway to the infinite energy of the cosmos. And in conclusion, we all heard about binaural beats and what are basically the differences between those binaural beats and solfeggio frequencies. Just quick, basically, statement about binaural bits, just basically it means they are created by combining two different frequencies and are believed to alter brain waves. Solfeggio frequencies are a series of specific one-tone frequencies that are believed to have healing properties. And as I mentioned, there are numerous benefits of the solfeggio frequencies, and starting with the relaxation, basically, in general. And also, most of these frequencies alleviate tension or pain. And it is, as I mentioned, all of these healing frequencies are related to the chakra system. And how we can basically operate them? Well, you know, we should move to a quiet place, away from any form of distraction, a place where you feel most welcome and free to express who you are. When we get a place that is comfortable enough, we can sit down or lie, it's really up to you, and position yourself in a way that you find most comfortable. You know, on YouTube or other, I would say, sources, you can find or select a suitable track that you prefer and set the frequencies at a volume that you're comfortable with. The music sounds used for healing are best to be set as low to moderate volume as it means for relaxation. Every person will have a personal volume preference, of course, but it is advisable always to experiment so that you can get the appropriate volume that works for you. We should always relax ourselves when listening. And as a matter of fact, healing music is best used for meditation when trying to maintain focus and remain relaxed, for instance, when reading or working on a computer. Those frequencies are ideal, I mean, talking about solfeggio, are ideal at any time, including when you're asleep. The frequencies should never be listened to when performing tasks requiring your full attention. And the music can be listened to for an entire day, some units, and there is no basically limitations, just to be basically listened regularly or frequently. And the benefits will, however, be noticed after some days or maybe some weeks. And I mentioned about music and healing from the very beginning, and I mentioned Pythagoras. Well, he's the very first person, basically, who is nominated and known as the father of music. And he's known for something known as Pythagorean theory. I'll just, for the very end of this conversation, I will just mention a few little details about him, just more like a bio of him and his importance in terms of healing properties of music. So, just a few, basically, minutes about him. So, you know, we all heard about Pythagoras. And Pythagoras of Samos, which is in Greece, which he was born about 580 BC, was one of the greatest mathematicians and philosophers of all time, apart from his many contributions in those fields related to mathematics. He was highly unusual amongst the great prophets, in a sense, of history for being an accomplished musician. He played the kithara, an ancient form of the guitar, and often sang as he played, recognizing the profound effect of music upon the senses and emotions. Pythagoras did not hesitate to influence the mind and body with what he termed musical medicine. Pythagoras evinced such a marked preference for stringed instruments that he even went so far as to warn his disciples against allowing their ears to be defiled by the sounds of lutes or cymbals. He further declared that the soul could be purified from its irrational influences by solemn songs sung to the accompaniments of the lyres. In his investigation of the therapeutic value of the harmonics, Pythagoras discovered that the seven modes or keys of the Greek system of music had power to incite or allay the various emotions. It is related that while observing the stars one night, he encountered a young man, befuddled with strong drink and mad with jealousy, who was pilling kindling about his mistress or with the intention of burning the house. The frenzy of the youth was accentuated by the flutist, a short distance away, who was playing a tune in the stirring Phrygian mode. Pythagoras induced the musician to change his ear to the slow, the rhythmic spondic mode, whereupon the intoxicated youth immediately became composed and, gathering up his bundles of wood, returned quietly to his own home. It is also known that Asclepius, the Greek physician, cured sciatic and other diseases of the nerves by blowing a loud trumpet in the presence of the patient. Pythagoras cured many ailments of the spirit, soul, and body by having certain specifically prepared musical compositions played in the presence of the sufferer or by personally reciting short selections from such early poets such as Hesiod and Homer. In his University of Crotona, it was customary for the Pythagoreans to open and to close each day with songs, those in the morning calculated to clear the mind from sleep and inspire it to the activities of the coming day, those in the evening of a mode soothing, relaxing, and conductive to rest. The therapeutic music of Pythagoras is described by Lambilicus, which lived from about circa 245-330 after Christ, the preeminent Neoplatonist of his age, who said, "There are certain melodies devised as remedies against the passions of the soul, and also against the despondency and lamentation, which Pythagoras invented as things that afford the greatest assistance in these melodies." And again, he employed other melodies against rage and anger, and against every aberration of the soul. There is also another kind of modulation invented as a remedy against desires. So Pythagoras, widely known mathematician and the father of music, gave us very clear directions what we should basically follow. One of those directions definitely are solfeggio frequencies. Hopefully you can imply them, use them, listen as frequently as you can, besides binaural beats, specifically Schumann's resonance. My recommendation is to use them frequently as you want to balance your soul, mind, of course, physical body, and to be in perfect balance. Thank you again for listening to this very long story and conversation, and hear you next time with love and light. TCM podcast, all about Chinese medicine.